There's so many of you. Well, thank you all for coming to visit me in prison.
It's been a long time since we last spoke, hasn't it? Well, let me update you as to what's been going on in my life. I know that you've already heard a bit of a summary from Linda. But as you remember, my brothers, those awful brothers, they sold me as a slave. Do you remember how I had been thrown into that pit? And I was terrified as I was at the bottom of the pit, wondering what my brothers were going to do. And I could hear them planning awful things. Shall we kill our brother? I was scared. But just at that moment, some traders came along, and I know I was sold as a slave to them, but I do think that was God's timing, because it could have been much worse. I could have been killed. But instead, I was brought as a slave down to Egypt, and this is, of course, where we are now. Now, when I arrived in Egypt, I was sold to a man called Potiphar. Now, Potiphar, he's a very important man down here. He's the captain of the guard, no less. Very impressive. I can tell you're impressed. But this whole experience of being sold as a slave, do you know, it's really changed me. Or rather, it's the Lord God. He has started to change me. And that's the funny thing about God, really, because when we do go into a difficult time, He often uses it for good, and He can use it to change us. And I now realise that God has been changing me for the better. And as I look back, I now realise that... Well, I realise how wrong it was for me to show off in front of my brothers with my coat. Don't have much of the coat left now. I realise how wrong it was for my father to have shown me favouritism, to make me his favourite over above the other ones. And now I want to put all that behind me. I'm going to walk with God. And you know, as I've been walking with God, I have noticed He has been blessing me. So I arrived, and I was made a slave for Potiphar, and I started working hard, praying to God each day, and He started to bless me. And that's what God does. When we turn our lives to Him, He will bless us, and He promises to be with us. And the Lord, He blessed everything that I did. And soon Potiphar noticed this, and he thought, oh, there's something different about this young man. And he put me in charge of everything. And what was then remarkable is the blessing that was coming to me overflowed. Now this got me thinking. Do you remember who my great-granddaddy is? My great-grandfather? Abraham. And God made promises to Abraham to bless him and his descendants and my family, Abraham's family, but not just us. He said that blessing would overflow to the whole world. And it started to come true. How marvellous is that? So Potiphar, an Egyptian, is being blessed through me, one of Abraham's descendants. It's overflowing. So everything was going so well. I was enjoying life, even though I was a slave. It was great. And then suddenly things took a turn for the worst. That dreadful woman, Potiphar's wife, she is a formidable woman. She took a bit of a shine to me. Well, you know, I can't help being handsome and a bit of a hunk, can I? But she took a shine to me. And it was wrong because she was married to Potiphar. And it was hard because... Well, let's face it, I'm a young man, right? And let's just say, she's pretty hot. But day after day after day, she was coming saying, Joseph, you know you like me. I'm gorgeous. Come and have a bit of a kiss and a cuddle in the bedroom. And I'd say, no, I won't do it. But day after day after day, it continued. And I was tempted because I'm a young man. But I gave her 3 reasons why it was wrong. First of all, I said, look, I've been put in charge of the whole household. I can't betray that trust. And Potiphar, he's my master. He's become more of a friend. I can't betray him. But third reason, and most of all, I will not sin against my God. I will not break my relationship with Him. So I won't do it. I won't betray Potiphar or God. Well, how do you think she took that? What do they say? Hell has no fury like a woman scorned. It's right. She was furious and she kept on at me day after day after day. Come on, Joseph. And I said, no, I'm not going to do it. Well, I don't know if any of you guys are facing any temptation at the moment. It doesn't have to be. It might be with somebody of the opposite sex, but it might be any temptation. You might be tempted to do something naughty with money. You might be tempted to be disobedient to your mum or dad. You might be tempted to gossip, or to slander, or to hurt someone. But it's wrong, and my advice is, don't give in. And even if the temptation gnaws away at you day after day after day, don't give in. Don't break your relationship with God. That's my advice, and it's God's advice. Don't sin against him. However, the problem is that when we do sometimes try and stand firm, things can get bad before they get better. And that's what happened to me. I mean, this dreadful woman decided to get her revenge. And one day, I went into the house to do my duties. And I thought, gosh, it's quiet. Where are all the servants? It's so quiet. Where are they? And with that, I suddenly felt myself being tugged. She got hold of my coat, Potiphar's wife. Come on, no one's around. You and me now, we can have a good kiss and cuddle. And I said no, and, well, flee from sexual immorality. And I ran, and my coat was left in her hand. Well, what happened then? I thought I was safe, I'd run away. But she was holding onto my coat, and she screamed and got the servants in and said, you know who this belongs to? It's that Hebrew slave. He came in to make sport of me. And she told those lies to the servant. And she told those lies when Potiphar, her husband, came back. And he was furious as she said, he came in to make sport of me. And he threw me into prison, which is where we are now. Thank you for coming to visit me. But you know, this is what can happen. When we stand firm, people might hate us for it. And yeah, I know that when people stand firm for God, people can really try and, you know, blackmail us. But we've got to keep standing firm, friends. We've got to keep standing firm. In the future, I feel that somebody called Paul is going to write this line in the Bible. Everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. Sometimes doing the right thing, standing firm for God, will lead us into trouble. But we've got to trust God that he will still be with us and bless us. And that's what happened to me, because, okay, I'm in prison, but God is blessing me once again. And I've been put in charge of everything. And it could have been worse. I mean, Potiphar could have had me executed. So God's still with me, and I've just got a suspicion that he's up to something. I'm not sure what that is, so maybe you better come and visit me another time to find out what that is. But just let's think, the pressure of people trying to blackmail us may try and push us over into the temptation, but again, my advice is, trust God, stand firm. God will bless us. And even if we go through a dark valley now, we know that the ultimate blessing will be when we're in God's kingdom forever. But even now, we will know God's presence with us. He promises to walk with us through the dark valley. God has promised to bless us. So don't risk breaking your relationship with the Lord. It's not worth it. And remember, we have eternity with the Lord if we stand firm to the end. Well, I'd love to spend more time with you, but duties call around the prison. Do come back and find out what happens. Bye. Shall we pray together? So, Father, we can be tempted in this life to do so much that is wrong. Help us to stand firm and to know that our relationship with you and others is more important than anything. Help us not to succumb to temptation, but to walk with you, to know your blessing in our lives now, even if it's a bit difficult, you will be with us, and to know eternity with you, where we will be truly blessed. Thank you that you're faithful and you keep your promises. Amen. So it's kind of